It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? Here we are, television neighbors again. And look what I have to show you. This, you know what it is? It's a toy. It's a crane. Yeah, this is the way it works. I think I should just take it out to the sand table, don't you? And we can play with it out there. You have to squeeze this to make it go down. Are you ready to go to the sand table? Sure. Please, won't you be my neighbor? Come on. Let's take a little trip right across the sand table. We'll open it up. See what we can use the crane for in here. Maybe pick up this bucket. Try. Slowly bring it up. Try something else. How about this? I'd like to try to do it. Do one of these fast. See if I could. Didn't do it so well fast. Now let's try it slowly. Made a difference. Made a difference to take time. Even people who work real cranes need to take their time. There are all sorts of things that need plenty of time to be done right and well. I like to take my time. I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right. I mean, I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up. And so I like to take my time to tie my shoes, to eat, to get dressed, to go to sleep at night, to sing a song for you in everything I do. I like to take my time. I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right. I mean, I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up. And so I like to take my time. Often, to do your best work, you just have to take your time. I think I hear somebody knocking. Let's go see who that is. I think I take my crane with me. I thought I heard some. That is somebody. Let's see who it is. Oh, it's Bob Trowe. Bob, how are you?
Hey, friend Fred.
Come in.
Thank you.
Can't you come down?
All right.
What do you have?
Well, I've been thinking a lot about you and how you like trolleys, so I painted you a picture of one, or two, or three.
Oh, four. Look at those trolleys. Mm-hmm. Four trolleys. Who is that in there? I see somebody.
I was wondering if you were going to notice the trolls.
Oh,
there's a troll in each of the trolleys.
There's a troll there.
Mm-hmm.
I love trolls. Look at we sometimes pretend that you're a troll. All right. Here they are. How did you do this?
With a lot of care.
I know that you must have taken a lot of care, but I mean, if I gave you a pencil and paper, could you show me how you started making a painting
sure,
like this?
I'll be glad to, Fred.
Okay, come on right over here.
Okay.
That would be really interesting for me. Let's see if I'm here. Here's a pad of paper.
Okey-doke.
And a thick pencil there.
All right.
But I've never seen a painting like this.
Well, I started with something like this. See, it was a square. So.
Uh-huh.
And I planned one up here. And one for in here. And here's one coming right at us right here.
Mm-hmm.
And this real long job right there. And then, of course, we add the wheels.
So it's as if the track's going the whole way around
the
square?
All the way around, exactly. Exactly. Put a couple more wheels on here for you. I just kept working on it, and after many hours, I finally got painted to look like that. Now I'm giving it to you.
But it's not my birthday or any special day?
I know, but I know you like trolleys, so
you're
I just
right.
wanted you to have trolleys.
Ooh, I love having this.
And trolleys come on any day.
Well, you're welcome on any day in this place.
Well, thank you.
Did you make that envelope for it, too?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Let me try putting it in, because
sure.
I think we could have...
That'll protect it.
Yes, and we could also have peekaboo trolley.
Oh, good.
Where peek-a-boo. Are the trolleys and the trolls? Peekaboo. Where are the trolleys and the trolls? Peekaboo. Thank you very much for this.
Ah, you're very
what
welcome.
A treat. Doot, doot. You have to go?
Yeah, I have to teach a class down at the school.
What kind of class?
Neighborhood class, art. Yeah, of all things.
They're fortunate to have you as an art teacher.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much for this special
okay,
gift.
Okay, friend, friend.
And for yourself.
Well, I'm glad I caught you home. I'm glad you like it.
You bet I like it. See you soon.
So long.
Bye, Bob.
Bye, Fred.
Bob Trowe. What a talented person. And with all those trolls in there, let's make believe something about that, okay? Something about that.
and something about this. Oh, we have lots to think about for make-believe. One trolley. You know, we've been pretending that the trolley has been going very fast, and different neighbors have been trying to slow it down in make-believe. So, let's make-believe now that somehow someone finds a way to help with the trolley problem in the neighborhood of make-believe. You ready for that trolley? To help with your going fast? Okay. The neighborhood of make-believe. And now, where's the trolley?
It's speeding along over there.
Oh, erratic behavior these days.
Yes, but it always seems to come back here.
But in the meantime, it speeds through Westwood, you say?
Yes, it does. Mm. Our people and animals want it to stop.
It will stop. I have issued a decree for it to stop.
And I've made some suggestions, which my associate mayor should be bringing any time now.
Oh, boy, that's just heavy.
Oh, Robert Troll, I presume.
Oh, correct as usual, King Friday. Oh, hi, Mayor Maggie.
Hello, Robert Troll. What do you have?
Huh? Oh, this is all stuff to help catch the trolley.
Oh, yes, well, very good. You obviously have heard my decree, then.
Oh, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, then, and Neighbor Abra asked me to bring all this stuff over here. So I guess it has to do with this and all that.
Where is Neighbor Abra?
He's over at the factory, Mayor Maggie. Yeah, he's over there with Corny, and Corny is helping out, too. He's making some stuff. He's in a lot of odds.
Oh, good. Really? It sounds like things are moving right along.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you bet it is. Uh-huh. Yes, that's for sure.
Just call if you need any further assistance, Your Majesty.
Your periodic presence is always appreciated, Mayor Maggie.
Thank you, but I must tend to things back in Westwood.
You are excused.
Thank you, Your Majesty. See you later, Robert Troll.
Okay, Mayor Maggie. Yes. Bye. King Friday.
Yes.
Listen, I've got to run down to the clock and see Daniel for a minute, but just stay in front. I'll be right back, okay?
I, too, have inside commitments. You are excused, Robert Troll.
Oh, okay, thanks. Hey, Charlie. Hey. Slow down. You know you're not supposed to go fast. These aren't in between. Oh, okay. Oh, well, that's good news. Oh, shidley dum de moly. Moodily dum de shidzy boom boom. Shidley dum de moly tooly. Riddly troll de boom. Shidley moodily moodily noodily riddly troll de boom.
Dude.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Troll. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good, Miss Andy. How's yourself?
Pretty good, thanks.
That's good.
I just wondered if you'd seen how fast the trolley's been going.
Oh, yeah, it's much too fast. You say, we got to do something to slow him down. We got wanted.
Yeah, that's good.
It's dangerous. That's it, Daniel.
Yeah, what do you have there?
Well, this is for you. This is a little picture I made for you.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'd love to see it. An envelope.
Yep. In an envelope.
Oh,
look here.
Look at that picture. It looks like four of my clocks.
Yes, it's four of your clocks, and it's in four of the seasons.
Oh.
There's summer.
Summer.
Fall.
Fall.
Winter. Spring.
Summer, fall, winter, spring. Isn't that wonderful?
You like that? See that? That's good. That's
yeah. Robert Troll.
Mm-hmm.
Is that somebody in the middle?
Oh, I really didn't think you'd notice that. But yes, there's somebody in the middle. But Miss Amber.
It looks like it could be somebody.
Oh, it is. How about your imaginary friend?
Of course. It's Malcolm Apricot Dinkum.
Yes, if you said Malcolm Apricot Dinkum.
It's a great picture, Robert Troll.
Well, I'm glad you like it. I hope Malcolm likes it, too. Because
he's taking a nap right now.
Is he?
But I'll show it to him when he gets up. He's sure to like it.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear that.
Oh.
As a matter of fact,
he and I both like you a lot, Robert Troll.
Oh, well, send it to him.
Thank you very much.
Thank you both very much, Malcolm.
Oh. Who's that?
That sounds like a neighbor, Riggs, and he probably needs some help. I'll go give him some help.
Well, you're always helping somebody.
Yeah, well, that's the best thing there is you can do.
Yeah, well, thanks again.
Sure.
For Malcolm and for me.
That's okay. We'll see you later then, Daniel.
Thanks, Robert Troll.
Uh-huh. Oh, wait a minute. Daniel.
Yes.
You forgot the envelope that goes in. Do you think you want the envelope here?
Oh, I'd be glad to have it. Thank
sure.
you very much.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, wait till Malcolm sees all this.
Yeah, well, I hope Malcolm likes the envelope just as much as he likes the picture.
Yeah, painting and the envelope.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Toot.
Oh, dude.
Oh, shidley dum dee mooly. I'm moodily dum dee shidzy boom boom. Shidley dum dee mooly tooly. Rudely troll dee. Hey, what do you say, neighbor Aver?
Oh, there you are, Robert Troll. Thank you for bringing this crane equipment.
Oh,
getting
sure.
it all rigged up now.
I see that, yeah. What's the plan, neighbor Aver? What's this?
Oh, that is an important part of our latest plan.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's a very, very soft trolley stopper that Corny made for us.
Huh. Boy, that's soft, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but how will it help?
Well, as you can see, we've set it on the tracks. And when the neighborhood trolley comes along, mm-hmm. it will help stop the trolley.
Ah.
And then this crane can pull the trolley up so we can tell how to slow it down.
That sounds pretty fancy to me.
Yeah, I just hope it works.
Yeah, me too.
Assembled helpers, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Have you solved the fast trolley problem?
Well, we think our present plan will work, sire.
I shall wait and see.
Well, it shouldn't be too long.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me, will you?
Yeah.
Yes? Oh, thanks, Mayor Maggie. We're ready. Good. Thank you. Bye-bye. The trolley has just left Westwood, so it should be here in a very few.
Very good.
Now, Robert Troll, mm-hmm. if you'll just make sure that this trolley stopper stays exactly where it is on the tracks.
Okay.
And then when the trolley stops, if you'll put this sling around the trolley and attach it to this hook so I can hoist it up.
Boy, you're giving me a very important job, aren't you?
Well, of course I am. You're a very responsible troll.
Oh, thank you.
I hear a trolley in Uh-oh. The distance.
Wow, you have super ears, King Friday.
From my bass viol work, of course.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Okay, everybody get into position. Everybody ready?
We're ready.
Ready.
We can send it out.
Robert Troll, can you get the sling around the trolley now?
Yeah, sure. We get that.
Good.
Get that. Wait a minute. There we go.
Oh, we're not going to hurt you, trolley.
No, not at all. Don't be afraid of anything. We're just
trying to help so you don't go so fast all the time.
Sure, that's all.
There.
Let's see. What, find out what's wrong with that. Examine that.
There's the control right there.
Uh-huh.
It's a little out.
Oh. Well, can you push it in?
I don't know. I'll try.
There
yes.
you go.
In, not out. Okay, now let's let it down and see what happens.
Just one moment, please. I shall speak to the trolley.
Of course, King Friday.
Yeah, we can say it.
Neighborhood trolley, I presume. You have been traveling too fast. I suggest that after a short rest, you go much slower than you have been recently traveling.
Hello, everyone. How's it going?
Hi.
Well, we'll soon see.
Mayor Maggie, I presume.
Oh, King Friday, I didn't realize you were there.
Yes, I have told the trolley to go more slowly.
Good.
Yeah, well, Mr. Aver has pushed the control in, so that gets rid of that.
Very good.
Robert Troll? You may now please remove the soft trolley stopper from the tracks.
All right. Gotcha.
We're going to lower you to the tracks, trolley, and see how you do.
All right.
It wanted help all along.
Yes, trolley, of course you took my orders.
And everybody else's help.
Congratulations, everyone.
That's it, trolley. A lot of people helped all week to slow down the trolley. When people work together, they can often be very helpful. Reminds me of those four Daniel clocks. You know, you can make up your own stories about your own toys. Sure, those will be the best stories of all because they'll be coming from inside you. Time to feed the fish. There you are, fish. There are many ways to say I love you. There are many ways to say I care about you. Many ways, many ways, many ways to say I love you. There's the feeding way to say I love you. There's the feeding something someone really likes to eat. The feeding way, the feeding way to say I love you. All kinds of ways to say I love you.
Hello, Fred. Are you home?
You hear somebody calling? Oh, John. Come on out. Hi, John.
Hi.
Glad to see you.
Likewise.
You remember my television neighbor?
Yes.
Mr. Hello. John Sikora. He works at the school with Marilyn Barnett.
Yes. Do you have time for a few exercises?
I surely do.
Would you like to bring a chair down here?
I will.
That's great.
Get right beside you. Give us some chair exercises.
Yeah. I'll show you a few exercises I like to do to get my heart working better and make me feel better.
Good.
One is we're going to reach up with one hand and grab the star and pull it down to our chest. And reach up with our other hand the same way. Grab it, turn our hands back toward us and pull it down. We'll do this a few times. We do it nice and slow to get that full movement in.
I can feel that.
Yeah. And I like to do some things with rotating my body too. We'll take our hands, our fists, put them together and our elbows out, and we'll just twist our entire upper body around and back to the other side. Look behind us. Feels good. Those were a couple of slow exercises.
Yeah.
I've got another one where we reach out in front and we do a scissors formation, one hand over top of the other, but we can do it quicker.
I can feel that here.
Do that for a few minutes and you can feel, you get to your breathing a little bit more. And
yeah, that helps your heart, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
All these exercises. And then you just pull all the way around.
Yes.
And what was that first one you showed us? This.
Reaching up and grabbing the star and pulling down.
Ooh, you've got great exercises.
Well, Fred, I have to go to basketball practice. I'd love to do a few more exercises, but...
You're the coach, aren't you, for the team?
Yes, I do wheelchair basketball practice a few days a week, but this practice is with the high school varsity team.
Oh, good. Well, I wish them well.
Thank you.
Give them my best and give Marlon my best.
I sure will. It's nice to see you again.
Thanks very much for coming, John. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I always feel better after I've done some exercises. I think it's because the exercises help you feel good. But so does being with people you like John Sikora. I have a good feeling about being with you, too. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each week a special one for me. You know how? By just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you. Only one person in the whole world like your neighbor, too. And people can like you and your neighbor exactly as you are. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.